Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome to Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness. I don't do the intro, so I was sitting there going, well, there's going to be an intro. But Maria Wyatt's at a training today, and so you've got me. I'm your host, Scott Dudley. I've been doing this for a decade, so I should have actually had the intro nailed, written, something, right? In spite of that, this is your wellness radio station brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Wellness is important. It is manageable. It is attainable. It is achievable. And typically it takes some effort. And that's kind of what we're here today to talk about. And I am joined by Lupita Garcia, who works for behavioral health. Coincidentally, she works for behavioral health. And she's an MFT intern. But that's not the whole story. So you're a clinician. Lupita, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Scott. You're hilarious. Good morning. Yes, I am a clinician for the children's program.
Did you come here as a clinician? Did you start that way?
No, I started off as a mental health rehab technician. I learned a lot. I grew. I learned to work not only with my client, my client's family, and schools. So I would conduct school visits, home visits, and work with everyone.
How long were you a rehab tech?
For 3 years, I believe.
Okay. So when you came in as a rehab tech, did somehow the light bulb go on and say, I want to be a clinician. This is my path.
I actually started off, I used this as a stepping stone because I came in, I already had my master's as a MFT.
Okay.
But there was no positions open for a mental health counselor.
Did that turn out to be beneficial? Do you feel like that prepared you and gave you kind of a
different... It definitely did, yes. Because not only now, when as a clinician, it's very easy for me to pinpoint clients that need mental health rehab technician services. Because I've been there, done that, and it's
very easy.
And
you know
easy.
What they can do.
Exactly. Which ones will benefit, which ones won't. So I think best of both worlds.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Now, why did you become a clinician?
I've always had a passion for helping out people. I was actually debating whether to go law enforcement at my bachelor's in criminal justice or help others that have, you know, have mental health issues. So I just decided to get my master's as an MFT. And
you know,
it's
interesting, but we've actually got a show coming up in about a month on the school to prison pipeline.
Oh, wow.
And as it turns out, there's a huge overlap between persons with mental health problems and people who end up in the criminal justice system.
True.
And so your helping would have been, it's like it could have been both.
Exactly. But I know in my heart I made the right choice.
How?
I.
Your heart says every morning, you made the right choice.
You made the right choice. I don't know. I just have this feasibility of talking to people. Mm-hmm. It's very easy for me to talk to them, engage them, and I genuinely do it because I want to see a change in them, and I instill hope. I guide them. A lot of them don't have that guidance.
Yeah, and you definitely have less opportunity for, I mean, there's some opportunities for probation officer or something, right?
Right.
But less. It's more huge caseloads. It's more processing and channeling people. It's less direct coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have a more resistant clientele.
Yes.
Frankly.
And then that direct opportunity to touch someone's life is absolutely amazing.
Mm. That sounds good.
I love every minute of it.
Great. Are you local? Did you grow up here?
Yes. I wasn't born here. I was born in Los Angeles, but I basically grew up in the valley.
Came down as a kid.
Yes, very young.
Okay.
At six.
Well, and because that's, I think that's one of the things that we value here.
Yes.
And I think the community values it, but behavioral health actually values it too.
Most definitely.
Is that we're able to kind of have people, have our people work with our people.
Yes.
You know, have people who understand the valley, understand the culture, the community, the challenges as well as anything.
Many challenges.
Even the supports and advantages of living here. And that certainly are a lot.
Definitely.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.